Picture the show floor at Oshkosh, Wisconsin in late July, heat coming off the ramp, the smell of Avgas and cut grass, and somewhere in the crowd, a manufacturer decides not to roll out an airplane at all. Instead, they roll out a sculpture. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, your rundown of what's moving in aviation and what it means for the person actually flying the airplane. Today we're going to talk about a tease, a genuine old-fashioned keep-them-guessing product tease from one of the more interesting airframers in the business. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's what you need to know. During EAA AirVenture Oshkosh this week, the managing director of Technam, Giovanni Pasquale Langer, pulled the cover off something unusual. Not a finished airplane. A 3,000-pound sculpture. And built into that sculpture were real pieces of a new aircraft. The company is calling the Revail. We're talking about the actual propeller, the cowl, the engine, and the windshield. All of it incorporated into a single art piece, standing there on the grounds at Oshkosh, showing you fragments of an airplane that Technam has not fully revealed yet. Now, if you don't know the name, let me place it for you. Technam is an Italian manufacturer, family-run out of the Naples area, and they have been building airplanes for a long time. If you fly light sport or you've spent any time in the trainer market, you've probably seen their work. The P2008, the P2010, that four-seat single with the high wing and the composite fuselage. And on the bigger end, the P2012 Traveler, that 11-seat twin that regional and utility operators have been snapping up. Technam is not a boutique. They are a serious, high-volume airframer. So when a company like that shows up to the biggest air show on the planet and deliberately does not show you the whole airplane, that's a choice, and it's worth reading. The word Revail, by the way, is Italian. It translates roughly to rival. Read into that what you want. A company naming its new personal airplane the rival is telling you before they've shown you a single spec sheet exactly how they intend to position it. Now, here's where I have to be straight with you. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, because right now there isn't a full story to tell, and I'm going to flag this clearly as the line between fact and speculation because that's the deal I make with you on this show. What we know as fact, reported by AOPA out of Oshkosh, is this. The name is Revail. It's described as a personal aircraft. Technam displayed the propeller, the cowl, the engine, and the windshield as part of that sculpture, and the man at the top of the company stood up and unveiled it himself. What we do not know yet, we don't have a confirmed engine choice, we don't have a seat count, we don't have performance numbers, no cruise speed, no useful load, no range, no price. We don't have a certification path or a timeline. Anything you hear in the next few weeks, putting hard numbers on the Revail, treat it as rumor until Technam says it out loud. So let me tell you why this matters, anyway. Because it does. A tease like this is a strategy. When you reveal an engine and a cowl but hold back the airframe, you're doing two things. First, you're building anticipation. You want people talking about the Revail at the campsites and in the forums between now and the full reveal. Judging by the fact that we're talking about it right now, that worked. But second, and this is the part that actually affects you, showing the engine, the cowl, and the prop first tells you where the emphasis is. That's the power plant and the front end. That's the part of a personal airplane that drives your operating cost, your maintenance picture, and increasingly your fuel story. And that lands right in the middle of the biggest conversation happening at this year's AirVenture. Fuel. The industry is in the thick of the transition toward unleaded Avgas, and every new piston design coming to market now has to answer the question, what does this thing burn, and will that fuel still be at the pump in 10 years? So here's the thing I'd watch for when Technam pulls the rest of the cover off. Look hard at that engine choice. If the Revail is built around a modern power plant, and given Technam's history with Rotax, that's a reasonable place to look, then this isn't just a new pretty airplane. It's a bet on what personal flying costs in the next decade. This affects you if you're someone who has been sitting in the market for a personal airplane and finding it thin. The two-seat and four-seat single-engine world has a lot of aging designs and a lot of used airframes, and not a flood of genuinely new, clean-sheet personal airplanes from established makers. Every serious new entrant in that space is good news for you. More competition. The rival, if you will. That tends to push the whole field. On price, on avionics, and on efficiency. Now a word of caution, and I say this every time a manufacturer teases something at a big show. A sculpture is not a type certificate. We have watched impressive unveilings at Oshkosh turn into airplanes that shipped years later than promised, and occasionally into airplanes that never shipped at all. So enjoy the tease for what it is. Interest, momentum, a statement of intent from a company with a real track record. But don't reshuffle your buying plans around an airplane you can't yet buy. can't yet fly, and can't yet price. What should you actually do about this today? Honestly, nothing urgent. This is a watch and wait. Keep an eye on Technum's official channels and on the reporting coming out of AirVenture over the next few days, because a tease this deliberate usually means the full reveal isn't far behind. If you're in the market, add the reveal to your list of things to look at once real numbers exist. And when those numbers land, compare them honestly against what's already flying. The most interesting part to me isn't the sculpture, as clever as it is, it's the confidence. You don't name an airplane the Rival and hide it behind 3,000 pounds of art unless you think you've got something people are going to want. We'll find out soon enough whether the airplane lives up to the theater. My thanks to AOPA for the reporting from the grounds at Oshkosh. You can find more of what we track over at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. When Technum shows us the rest of that airplane, you'll hear about it right here on ATIS. Keep the shiny side up.